but it's also like some weird noises outside tonight. It's not particularly windy, but I keep hearing about where we live, the gate will kind of flap, or you hear a creak. Very weird. And some strange insects have begun to appear, these huge droning sound. It's quite worrying. What's going on? Yes, so a few things have happened recently that kind of weirded me out. I'm just about to pay myself the first month of the new gig at The Economist, and because of the fact that I hadn't worked for a couple of months in between, we're running on fumes financially, and we have the full sky deal, and the direct debit bounced, and they tend to try and take it again after a few days, but it was still bouncing. So, quite brutally, they've just restricted our service to the point where we've still got the phone line and broadband, but we're down to the terrestrial channels. Unbelievable. And it was like a crack withdrawal. Why can't I come home at 8 o'clock and watch an hour of Frasier, blah, 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 I do it every day, yada, yada. And I just thought, how sickeningly demented and my consumption of entertainment. And so we decided to kind of turn the telly off and not watch it. And just watch films, you know, that we order proactively. And it's just made a massive difference. I mean, I read a lot anyway, but been reading, me and Rachel been chatting, talking, and just tuning that stuff down. And on the kind of flip side of this, I mean, it's me saying this, but my iPhone display failed, so I can barely see the fucking telephone screen. So I'm not fiddling with it. Scrabbling and fiddling with all kinds of devices constantly, you know, jacked in. And don't get me wrong, I love technology. I mean, I am a developer by trade, but and this is only my personal experience, you know. I just realised how enmeshed and how saturated I'd become. Most of the stuff I was absorbing was, you know, do I really need to know that? Is that interesting? So, you know, I use Twitter a lot, and I, you know, a lot of the recent experiences I had would have been unthinkable without digital / social media. But it's time to step back a little bit and zen out. And it really feels good to have some balance.
It was odd because, you know, I just flick on
and Twitter, and the first link I see is for a programme on Radio 4 this coming Thursday at 1:30 in the afternoon. I think it's repeated again in the evening, with Jemima Kiss from The Guardian. If there were people talking about, is it good to be always on? I know Jemima kind of went off-grid for a few weeks, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, man. Cultivating Zen habits, and that doesn't have to involve the constant absorption of shit, you know. Occasionally I like to put my mind and my antenna in the mad pot and absorb as much Twitter as I can in an hour or whatever, and a purposely random stream. And I still keep a few channels open that I dip into on and off, but by no means as much as I used to. And I just think it may be a maturing of my use of those tools, and a lot of it's to do with the kind of exhaustion of it, you know, this startup, that startup, somewhere else to log in, somewhere else to check in, too much. When you pare it down to what's valuable to human beings, it is communication and it is community, but I think we've taken it to a massive extreme. And, you know, I am becoming more and more concerned with language and words. And so much more headspace over the last couple of weeks to pursue that and to entertain those things rather than feeling I was missing out. Anyway, strange, strange world we live in. That was probably a ramble. And I'm going to bed.